to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, that's okay too. Let's just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show, because we are on a mission every Friday right here at Radio 1, broadcasting live from downtown Silver Spring, Maryland, right outside the nation's capital. And we are glad to be here another Friday. I love Fridays because I know Friday is Marketing Pulpit time. And as always, today we have ourselves a dynamite show lined up. We got plenty of good topics, a lot going on in the news. We're always bringing you business development tips, trying to get these businesses empowered. Because if we plan to move the economic needle, we must do it through economic empowerment and business development and business ownership. I don't care how good that good government job is, until we get these businesses growing, and they're not mutually exclusive. But I just heard today that good old Uncle Sam Donald Trump has decided that the government workers are not going to get a pay raise in 2019. I'm telling you, folks, this guy had your number. You don't know it yet, but he does not like government workers. So anything he can do, even if it hurts him and some of his own followers. I'd like to welcome everybody on this Labor Day weekend. I'd like to also welcome my guest host today, Miss none other than Miss Stephanie White. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Good morning, Robert. How are you? Thank you so much for having me today.
I am honored to have you. I've just seen you all over the place. You out here writing books and throwing these big five-star events. And good God, I want to know some of you. I want to know your secret sauce. What's motivating you these days? I mean, I know you. I've been kind of following you. I think we've met many years ago.
Yes.
And I have just seen your star continue to rise. What's your, you have like a secret formula that's working for you?
Not really a secret formula. Mm-hmm. I'd have to say that it's my ability to one day work full time just for myself. So it's the drive.
That's a motivator. Big motivator.
I guess that is my formula. Is just a matter of getting to that place where I can do this full time and I no longer have to work that government job. So I am definitely I'd have to say that the fact that I'm passionate about what I'm doing, mm-hmm. and the fact that I also put in that equation faith and drive, right. that's pretty much my formula in terms of moving to the next level with both my business and this new book that I have that just came out.
Well, thank you. You're going to talk about the book later on also.
Yes.
Stephanie, she's an event planner. She's an author. She wears many, many hats. Like we talk about the Jamaican folks. We got 8 jobs. You only got 2 jobs? I have. that show used to come on. I think it was Living Color. And folks, I'm not bashing government. I'm always talking trash, but we know we love our government workers. We love our government, our country. We just try to make it better. That's all we do here. We talk a little trash on the show, but that's the way it is. That's the Marketing Pulpit. And this is Labor Day weekend, Stephanie.
Yes, it is.
Labor Day weekend, as a matter of fact, it's a federal holiday. It's a public holiday celebrated on the first Monday in September. It honors the American labor movement and the contributions that workers have made to the strength, prosperity, laws, and well-being of this country. It is Monday after a long Labor Day weekend, and it is considered an unofficial end of the summer in the United States. So that means after this weekend, you cannot wear white anymore.
Yes.
You got to put all your white away, Stephanie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what they say. So it's back to
regular clothes,
blues,
red, and gray.
Yes.
But check this out, though. I'm trying to think, do I have a white out? Do you have a white outfit?
I got a couple of pair of white linen pants and a white dress.
See, it's harder for brothers, though, to come out in white. You really have to have a special occasion. You know, I was thinking about this coming up the street. Mm-hmm. And I think a white outfit for particularly men, it should fall in that same category of tuxedo stuff that you rent because you wear it so infrequently.
Exactly. I agree.
Because, I mean, if you have a white outfit, the best you're going to get out of it, maybe one wear all year.
Yes, yes.
And we always have in the back of our mind that yacht party we're going to go to. We're going to be out on the yacht. Mm-hmm. You know, people have those pictures. Just, wow, that's going to be me. Let me go find me a nice white outfit. That never comes. But I'm sure as an event planner, you've probably seen quite a few white outfits and parties and things like that.
Yes, yes, definitely. White is the signature color for, of course, when a bride and a groom are getting married.
Okay.
And so I think that it's a very pure color.
Okay.
And so sometimes you have some brides and grooms that will opt for like an off-white opposed to an ivory or pure white. And I think that white is a very nice color. Of course, we know that white does get dirty fast.
Get dirty, yeah. That's another reason.
So that's why we limit the number of times that we actually wear it because of that factor. And anything can happen when you're like at a party, whether it's a wedding, whether it's a barbecue, whether it's a all-white party, which people are actually throwing more frequently now.
Yeah, so, I'm seeing that. As a matter of fact, one of our guy used to be a co-host, Chef, Chef Terrence. He's having an all-white yacht party, I think, on the Labor Day weekend, this weekend.
Oh,
I got the invite in my email box. But what the other thing about white, though, you mess around. You out here at that, matter of fact, my family is having their reunion this weekend.
Oh, very nice.
And I don't think it's an all-white reunion, but we done got fancy now. You know, old days, you have your reunion in the backyard with your potato salad and barbecue chicken on your plate.
Very simple.
On these sheet plates, the thing fall over and the barbecue chicken is in your lap. That's not an occasion to wear white, if you ask me. If you eating barbecue chicken, you know, I had another idea.
Mm-hmm.
To my brain, it's like it never stops thinking. So I'm thinking about this white. I said, okay, maybe you do a white outfit rental. And if that doesn't work, how about a disposable white outfit?
Hey.
You wear one time, boom, gone.
Exactly. You know, I don't know how fashionable that's going to be, but I think it is a great idea.
All right, guys, when I see the next disposable white outfit, I want to get my royalty check, or the rental white outfit, I want my check, because I'm telling you, those are good ideas.
Yeah, well, you're right. Okay. They are very good.
All right, folks. Also, today is the singer Aretha Franklin. Mm-hmm. Her memorial service is today.
Yes.
It will be held at the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit on Friday today, August 31st at 10 a.m. That means it's already in progress. And it can be live streamed at greatergrace.org. So if you want to see the event live, they do have it streaming right now at greatergrace.org. And much, much love to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
There is no other Aretha Franklin. She will be missed. And she had her, she's had some several viewings since then. They had her, I saw a couple of pictures of her on the internet. She had her legs crossed with a red dress on. I said, come on now. I ain't never seen nobody with their legs crossed up in there.
Very classy.
Oh my God.
Classy.
But leave it to Aretha. She is not going to be outdone by anybody. So,
no, definitely a great.
Hearts and prayers to Aretha Franklin and her family.
Yes. She will be missed.
Will be missed.
Great. And music.
Andrew Gillum down in Florida, we had a very contentious gubernatorial race now in progress. Andrew Gillum, he won the primary with 34% of the vote in the Democratic primary. And he will face Ron DeSantis, who's a Trump supporter. And there's a lot of controversy about comment that Ron DeSantis made about monkeying things up if Gillum became president. And I don't know, that really sounded like a dog whistle to me. Whenever you threw monkey in there, when you talk about black folks, it never comes across right. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a very, very big fight coming up in the fall between Andrew Gillum and Ron DeSantis, who's a Trump supporter. So we have Ron DeSantis, who's called somebody a monkey, and Trump, who called somebody a dog. It's going to be a really good fight in Florida coming up in the fall. John McCain, he passed away this past week, and
yes.
Even though I wasn't a John McCain fan, but I am a fan of decency and courage.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. McCain, he was the embodiment of both. And so I do have respect for him. Everybody remembers the iconic instance where he stood up for the lady who was calling Barack Obama an Arab. Not that there's anything wrong with being an Arab, but he did say that. I think what he was saying is that let's stop this us calling him the other. Some people have picked it apart and said, well, you know, he didn't really do anything that great because he didn't check the lady by saying there's nothing wrong with being an Arab. And we all know that to be true. But he did step out of line with the party in general, many people would have let that pass. And so he did get some respect from me and a lot of other people for that iconic moment. And that type of decency and courage, which is so absent now on Capitol Hill, and we really need some more John McCain, regardless of the politics. He was a decent person and did exhibit some courage during his time on the Hill. So John McCain will be missed by many.
Yes, he will.
We also want to talk about our events coming up. Oh, yeah, also the Social Security Administration was actually formulated back in this month, mm-hmm. back in 1935. And what a lot of folks don't know about Social Security, they assume that it's always been here. But you have to remember, this country is really rarely new when you think about the other countries in the world, like France and Germany and these other countries that have been around. So there's this evolution process. But before 1935, you ever heard the term poorhouse?
Yes, I have.
Well, people think that term is like just a colloquialism, mm-hmm. but there was actually poor houses back in the early 1900s.
Wow.
People who were indigent, had disabled, older people who couldn't find work, some people that had certain challenges. And there was no Social Security to take care of them, so they actually put them in these poor farms or poor houses, where they were required to work in the field, they mm-hmm. would work around the house. And so that was a common occurrence in this country up until 1935, before the Social Security Act was put in place.
Wow.
Because think about it, what do you do with people who don't have money, don't have jobs, they can't work? They put them in houses. They mm-hmm. put them literally in the poorhouse. So the next time somebody say the poorhouse, just know that that's not just a colloquialism. There were actually poor houses this country.
Takes on a whole nother meaning.
Absolutely. So up until about 1950, I think that you probably saw the last one around the 1950s, but up in the early part of the 20th century, there were poor houses in the country. We're going to talk about some of the events coming up. Don't forget the home buying debt to wealth seminar happening at the end of this month. That's on September 29th. And that event has been taking place for the last 6 months. And we had we're going to have number 7 in September. What it's about, we had one last week. And it's really a great opportunity. If you're looking to buy a house, if you're looking to become a real estate investor, if you're looking to, if you have debt issues where you're underwater in debt through car notes, student loans, upside down in your house, if you have bad credit scores, which preventing you from buying a house or getting the rates that you need, then this workshop has been phenomenal. Just go to marketingpulpit.com and just go to the event section and read some of those testimonies. It will blow your mind. And these are real people. These aren't actors and actresses. These are people who've actually been to the event and worked with some of the people who have presented at the event. This event is brought to you by Kia Coppage, and she's a lender. And we've had Danny Jones. He's a debt relief specialist. And Miss Renee Gasquet, she's a realtor, and a few other people that have been there made these presentations, and people have left there. They've been really blown away and amazed by really moving that needle from debt to wealth. A lot of people out here are in debt, and they feel like because they're in debt, they can never attain wealth. But there is a process, and what this workshop has done has been able to get people to navigate those waters and move some of those obstacles between debt and wealth. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. And come back, we're going to talk to Stephanie White about event planning, her new book. And later in the show, I'm going to talk about how you can use events to sell your books, products, and services. This is The Marketing Pulpit, and we'll be right back after the break.
WOL Traffic and Weather is brought to you by Lowe's. Let's start off here on the inner loop of the Beltway, just past Eisenhower Avenue. We've got a mobile work zone blocking the far left lane. Not seeing any terrible traffic delays, but once again, the far left lane will be blocked there, just past Eisenhower Avenue. Elsewhere, 66 got a construction zone blocking one far right lane just near 123. Again, shouldn't cause you too much trouble. Eastbound side is up to speed as well, approaching the Beltway. and the GW Parkway a little slow in either direction, approaching the Spout Run Parkway. That, of course, is due to your usual construction zone there that changed the traffic patterns. Northbound side of 295 is slow from the 11th Street Bridge up towards East Capitol Street. Quick look at your WOL weather. Looks like for today, you're going to see a high of 84. For tomorrow, 85, and currently it is 82 degrees. Pros in the nose start with Lowe's to save on supplies they need the most from brands they trust to help get the job done. Visit lowesforpros.com for details. I'm Carlos Ramirez for News Talk, 1450 AM and 95.9 FM, WOL.
Fall color pops in your free 7-piece gift from Estee Lauder right now at Macy's. Up to a $165 value, it's yours free with any Estee Lauder purchase of $37.50 or more. The scent you get is up to you. Every gift comes in a choice of pop print cosmetic bags and your best makeup and skincare. Plus, be sure to ask for a deluxe double wear foundation sample in your perfect shade. Quantities are limited, so come in for your free 7-piece gift on now at the Estee Lauder counter at Macy's and at Macy's.com. Don't miss it.
News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL, where information is power. Tom Joyner in the morning, Reverend Al Sharpton, Chris Thomas, Carl Nelson, Keep Hope Alive Radio with Jesse Jackson, Butch McAdams, Moon Man, T.D. Jakes, Mount Pleasant, New Horizon, Power Talk Network. Download the mobile app and take us everywhere, worldwide at WOLDCNews.com. Your voice, news that's important to you. News Talk 1450 and 95.9 WOL.
This is Reverend Al Sharpton, host of Keeping It Real with Al Sharpton, WOL 95.9 FM and 1450 AM. In this era of President Donald J. Trump, it is imperative that we, now more than ever, come together to keep what our ancestors fought for, to put our new agenda on the table. So join us daily right here, WOL News Talk Radio, where information is power.
LightTheKnife.org.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
You're listening to, in the background, live stream of the memorial services for Aretha Franklin, who's been eulogized today at Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. I think we should take the rest of this year in honor of the Queen. She has been, she's made an impact. Talking about an institution, I can't think of another person that's so deserving as and had such an impact on entertainment. And she wasn't just an entertainer, she was also very involved in the movement. She was, she made her mark in many ways. And so she is being eulogized today.
Yes.
And you can hear it live on greatergrace.org, where there's a live stream taking place as we speak. Mm. And you can always save and come back and look at it after you finish listening to us.
Exactly. Definitely.
Or have them both going at the same time. Mm-hmm. You listen to The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Miss Stephanie C. White. Hey, Stephanie.
Hey, Robert. How are you doing today?
Glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Stephanie, I've been talking over the years, and I'm going to talk about later on in the show about how you can use events as a tool for generating sales and getting customers, promoting your books, and so forth. And among the many hats that you wear, you are a very successful event planner. Now, I've seen some of these events you've been together. I'm like, whoa. I mean, I've seen you at Kennedy Centers and all kinds of places. So, first of all, introduce yourself again to the audience and tell everybody what it is that you do.
Okay, yes. My name is Stephanie White, and I am an event planner for Stephanie White Events, LLC. And I am also a recent author. I just have a book come out. So, yay, just came out in April, so I'm very excited about that. I've been planning events for the last 12 years,
mm-hmm.
so it's my passion. I enjoy it, and I plan events ranging from weddings all the way up to fundraisers and fashion shows.
So what is it that made you decide to, were you a baby, a girl or something? You were always planning stuff. Were you one of those kind of folks? What made you decide to get into event planning?
No, the funny thing is I never really had a I never really knew that I had a passion for it until I was about in my early 20s.
Okay.
And I was working for a catering company. And I was like, oh, you know, I can do this. And I found myself, I was very intrigued by working with the brides and grooms at this catering company. And I enjoyed catering to them on their wedding day.
Right, right.
And so I said, you know what? I can do this as a business.
But that's how it happens quite often.
Mm-hmm.
We think that we wake up in the morning and know exactly what we want to be in life.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's just what we encounter, what we run into. We see people doing certain things, and we don't even realize that the passion is there until we actually start doing it. And he said, wow, yes. Man, this is so natural. It was innate to me.
Yes.
So so you do weddings as well?
Yes, I do weddings, and I recently, on last year, kind of started getting into destination weddings.
Destination, so, what's that?
Destination wedding is a wedding that you would plan in another area opposed to where you live.
Oh, like in the Bahamas or something like that?
Yes, actually, I was in Jamaica last year for my client's destination wedding.
Wow. Do you have any you had any bridezillas? You don't have to call about it.
Yes, I've had a few. But what I will say is from each bride, I've learned something.
Okay.
And what I try to do with each event that I do is I take something from it. And I say, okay, we can either improve or, you know, make a few changes the next time. Just just kind of like the feedback that I like to get from my brides and my clients, my other clients. How can we do a better job just in general? How can we improve our business?
Well, I think that's good advice regardless of the industry you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll admit, as much as I love all my clients, some can be quite a challenge. But instead of taking it personal or saying that the client is less than nice or
exactly.
It's a learning opportunity. It's a learning experience. So from every client I deal with, I learn something. And heaven knows that I've encountered practically every industry and every type of client. Every day is a new experience. So I can imagine dealing with something as important as somebody's wedding, where you only get one shot.
Yes.
That itself carries. I mean, I get all excited about when I have to print somebody's brochure. I'm saying to myself, if this thing comes out wrong, there's going to be some mad people. There's money that's been spent. How do you negotiate? You can't undo certain things. I don't know how you have stayed black after that.
You know, it's one of those things where I remember that, okay, this is their special day. So it does carry a lot more weight than, let's say, a fashion
show
or a picnic.
Right.
So I work hard as a planner to make sure I present the best possible product to my client, and I make sure that they everything that they've envisioned for their day is included.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, there are some moments where you know you've missed the mark just a little bit, but I'm one of those people who I believe in the event that something goes wrong, I need to make sure that my client is satisfied.
Definitely.
So if that means, however I do that in terms of like, okay, well, maybe we need to brush up on that, or maybe we need to, you know, just maybe give them in terms of like monetary, if I need to go that route, I make sure that I go that route, because I never want it to be said that I did not take care of my client. Mm. They were not satisfied after using my services.
It's about exceeding expectations, mm-hmm. because I put up a video on LinkedIn this week. It's gotten a lot of response. But one of the hallmarks of the event of the video that people have commented on was the part where I said, my goal is to exceed expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that the reason my company is successful is because I have brand ambassadors out there in the name of my clients that are sending me additional clients. I can save money on advertising because I have so many people out there sending me clients that I don't have to pay for. I mean, people like yourself, you sent me clients.
Word of mouth.
But word of mouth, yes. So that's a good lesson, regardless whether you're an event planner. Well, is there a favorite type of event that you like?
I'd have to say that right now, my favorite type of event is an event that I put on for my business.
Mm-hmm.
I do bridal fashion shows.
Ooh.
So I actually, it's a bridal expo and bridal fashion show. So I do the combination of both. And for me, it's about educating brides and grooms and bridal party members, because you know, you never know. You'll get married next week, next year. You just never know how it will turn out for you. So I think it's important that when brides and grooms and, you know, future clients go to events, they understand what they're getting themselves into. Some people have no idea what it's like to plan a wedding, and so they go in with their eyes wide closed.
What do you mean, you do?
In other words, instead of wide open, wide closed. They
close them. What do you say to people who have these big events they're trying to plan, mm-hmm. and they're trying to do it themselves? Is that advisable?
I would say, because I know I would have to say that as a planner, I think it's important that you have a planner as someone that's getting married.
And that's not self-serving. That's, I mean, that's like a, as a marketer, I say you need somebody to help you market, because if that's not your specialty, there are so many things that you had not anticipated or not aware of that a professional, somebody who's done it several times, it's like, oh my God, you mean I have to, I need to actually put out a deposit, or I can't get my deposit back. They do a head count based on how many people are going to show up, the hotel. I mean, there's a lot of things that...
It's a lot that goes involved in planning a wedding. And I don't think people understand that sometimes, unless you've helped someone else plan their wedding, or unless you are studying to be an event planner yourself, sometimes you don't realize how many details go into planning a wedding.
I mean, I get gray hair trying to plan my family reunion. I can imagine trying to take care of all that stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, and personalities and people coming from out of town and people got their dietary restrictions.
And that's a big thing now with the whole kosher, you know, just a lot of different factors you're looking at in terms of the menu items.
Right.
Sometimes as a planner, for me, I have to be the buffer.
Right.
Because then you have, sometimes you have brides and grooms that have family conflict. Mm. Or you have people who are going to show up to the wedding that shouldn't be showing up, who didn't get invited, who didn't RSVP. Oh. And I have to be...
That's my niece in there. I know. She just, it just didn't show up in the mail, but I know I'm invited.
And I'm like, that's why headcount's important. And sometimes the bride and groom has to reach back out to those people that they've invited who have not responded yet. So it's a lot of hats that a planner can wear. Not only is she the planner, she's also the counselor. There's been cases where I've had to counsel in terms of my clients who were just having a rough time. And so it's a lot of different things. I mean, sometimes you are you're almost like their mother. So it really depends on the situation and the client. So.
But I want you to hold that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When I come back, I want to find out more about your book.
Okay, wonderful.
1,000 miles in my shoes. I thought you were talking about my shoes there for a minute. They are a little run over, but you were talking about your shoes, your physical shoes and your symbolic shoes.
Yes.
But anyway, we're going to talk about that coming up. We have in the studio Miss Stephanie C. White. She's an event planner. She's also an author of a book called 1,000 Miles in My Shoes. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. Also, my company, Gatewood Marketing. If you need help growing your business, then you need to call my company, 301-839-2836, or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. We are helping people right, left, forward, backwards, all over the country. And also, if you want to advertise your show, your event here on the Marketing Pulpit, give us a call also, or go to marketingpulpit.com. You're listening to the Marketing Pulpit. As we go into the break, we're listening to the live streaming of Aretha Franklin's Going Home. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be back after the break.
Washington, W240DJ Washington, 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
Subscribe and download for free the Backstory Podcast. Here's a sneak peek of the Notorious B.I.G.
Flavor in Your Ear was already a hit. Big Song Juicy was out, but it wasn't a runaway hit yet. But Puff, knowing the potential of Big, put him on the remix for Flavor in Your Ear and had him open the song up. So Puff, being the hip-hop person that he was, flipped the intro of Flavor in Your Ear remix to Bad Boy, Come Out and Play, and unleashed Biggie on the first verse. And Big delivered a message to all of hip-hop that he was a new sheriff in town, and his name is Notorious B.I.G.
You want more? Subscribe and download for free the Backstory Podcast, available right now on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, SoundCloud, and on all socials at Backstory PCC.
Kids and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. In the background, you're listening to sounds from the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit, where Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, is being eulogized. Been celebrating her all week. Matter of fact, last week we committed the show to her, and today we continue that. Queen of Soul. You can get it live at greatergrace.org, and the service is still going on. And I'm sure it's a sight to behold. Talking about an event. Man, how would you like to have planned that event? Whoa, man.
Woo. Wow.
That would have been something.
Yeah, such a phenomenal woman.
That would have been a big one.
Yes.
You're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Miss Stephanie C. White. I'd like to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites, who has been sponsoring this show for the past 8 years, Miss Bernadette Clay and Company. If you need an office, a place to hang your business hat, someone to answer your phone, someone to accept your mail for you. If you need a conference room space, a place to meet your clients, you can get a lease by the hour, by the month, by the week, by the year. They have it all. They have 3 locations. They have the Largo office. They have their location at National Harbor. And they recently, last year, they opened up a new office in College Park, which is a hub zone. So all you government contractors trying to take care of that, take advantage of that hub zone money. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. We are a provider of business development marketing services. We've been doing it for the past almost 25 years, and we have clients all around the country. And some of the names you may recognize, like Joe Madison, Willie Jolly, Neely Fuller, those are just a few of the names that we've worked with and continue to work with. And we're honored to have them. I consider myself a servant. And it's not about me. It's about making my clients successful. I don't take responsibility for that success. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy to stay in the background and just push them up, hold them up. And that's what we do. You can find out more about me and my company by going to gatewoodmarketing.com. Also go to marketingpulpit.com and check out our shows. Listen to some of the past shows. We have a great lineup of co-hosts. We have attorney Tisha Hillman, Andre Spellin, we have Wena Cullins, we have Falasha Day, we have Danny Jones, we have Kia Coppage, and they come on, they bring us information on law, lending, accounting, debt relief, mental health, wellness, and we cover it all here. If we don't cover it with our co-host, we bring in our special guest, like today, none other than Stephanie C. White. She's an author. She's also an event planner. And she was actually put together our, matter of fact, we had an event at the Marketing Pulpit, our first Friday events we used to put together.
Yes.
And we had our anniversary, and still one of the best ones that we've had. You put together quite a show, and actually it's out there on the internet somewhere. I was doing a Periscope Live, and you were there at the front desk. You were walking around making sure things were moving smoothly. You put out the promotions. And so I've seen your work firsthand. And so if anybody needs a good event planner, this sister, she's the real deal.
Thank you.
Now, you put on one of your other hats as an author.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's a new hat that I just put on last September.
1,000 miles in my shoes.
Yes.
Wow. Now, that is a title that's just begging for an explanation. Tell us about what about, let's start with the title. What is that title about?
Okay, so the title, 1,000 miles in my shoes, and then you go into one woman's journey from a shattered life to an authentic self-discovery.
Is it an autobiography? Or is it fictitious? Is it both?
It's my memoir.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yeah, why? Fancy word on a brother.
Yes. No, no, yes. It's the title came to me when I least expected. I knew that writing this book, I could not just name it anything. It had to be something that resonated with my spirit.
Okay.
And so lo and behold, I was busy working and researching something for another project I was working on, and then the title came
just
to me.
Just came to you.
And I was like, that's it. So I ran with it.
What that tells me also is that, and I can see some of you and me, the creative people. Mm-hmm. We creative people. We get ideas from the wind.
Yes.
From water. We can be in a movie. We could be talking to somebody. We could be driving down the street and see something on the side of the road and say, wow, that energy, that creative energy just kicks into overdrive.
Yes.
So that to me tells me that you are a homegrown creative person. It's already in you. It's innate. And it was looking for an outlet.
Yes.
And that book is the manifestation of that.
Yes, it is. It's a lot. One thing that I like to say about this book is that it spans over 30 years of my life.
Okay.
So it starts when I was 5 years old, and it goes all the way up to age 35 for me.
35?
Yes.
Heck, you're about 18. Don't wait, you're 35. You're not over 30. Well, okay.
So it's...
Black women, y'all got some magic.
Yeah, I know.
Black don't crack.
Not at all. So there is... This book is inspired by music. Music was very therapeutic for me mm-hmm. growing up, and it actually helped me get through a lot of rough times in my life.
Okay.
So there is a lot of oldies but goodies in this book,
okay.
A lot of artists and their songs. So each of my chapters kind of, you know, go along with different songs and the artists.
And folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gate, but I have in the studio Miss Stephanie White. If you have a question for my guest, if you want to ask about events, event planning, or her book, call us at 1-800-450-7876, 1-800-450-7876. We're also commemorating, again, the legend Aretha Franklin today. Her service is taking place as we speak. Marketing Pulpit, the number is 1-800-450-7876. So if somebody was interested in this book,
yes.
And how could they get a hold of it?
Well, what they can do, they can go right to my website where the book is, and it's www.stephaniecwhite.com.
Okay.
And you can find it on my website.
I'm curious. I got to get me a copy. A One Woman's Journey from a Shattered Life to an Authentic Self-Discovery.
Yes.
Do you say that you are you fully self-discovered, or is it still a work in progress?
I'd have to say that every day I'm discovering new things about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, though I've gotten to a certain place, I'm still moving. I'm still discovering more about myself and really getting comfortable in that space.
Let me ask you this now. Sure. I'm going to revert back to something you said earlier. You said you were looking to get yourself away from into full-time self-employment.
Yes.
Why is that important to you?
It's important to me because I believe that whatever you're passionate about, you should be doing full time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, we use different avenues such as, you know, other jobs to kind of get us to that place.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's hard when you're doing a full time job and working your part time job. And now I'm writing a book. So it's like, it's hard to do them all at the same time because you have to split your time, which can be exhausting.
Well, you know, go to my Marketing Pulpit Facebook page. I was doing an interview last year, and the young lady that was interviewing me, she asked me, can I give a tip to the people who are out there trying to start a business? She said, give me a marketing tip. Of course, I guess most people, they expect the canned answer. Go out and get on Facebook, identify your audience.
Mm-hmm.
My answer was pretty much what you just said. First thing I want you to do is look into your soul, into your heart, and find out what is important to you. What is your purpose? What is your, as the French call it, your raison d'etre, your reason for being?
Yes.
That is, to me, where you start. Before you even get to the product, the service, your hours, your colors, your brand, your location, you need to start in your heart. Because once your mission, your purpose is aligned with that business, success is just a matter of time.
Exactly.
It will happen. Because one thing, you prioritize, you realize that it's not all about money. Success does not have to be defined by how much money you make. You will make the money once that alignment occurs, but that should not be the primal focus. And the people that discover that, those are the folks that are out here now that are really shaking things up. They're not worrying about their priorities are straight. They're not concentrating on how big of a car they have or how big of an office they have. They're concentrating on serving, fulfilling their life's purpose. That, to me, is the face of success. So you are taking the proper steps. Your mind is in the right place. I'm just saying all that to say. giving you an extended, a very long amen.
Yes, no, thank you. It's definitely a work in progress. And it's been ongoing and it's been great. And sometimes when you're exhausted, you can't. It's hard for you to celebrate your successes.
Right.
Because you're like, okay, so got to get to the next thing. Got to do this. All right, so that needs to be done. So sometimes you have to just stop and take a moment to just enjoy the fruits of your
life. I've been on the sidelines, and I've been really admiring your growth from the time we met. I mean, you're just, I'm trying to think, can you say this without offending a lady? But I've just seen you become so much more polished.
Oh, well, thank you. No, that's a compliment.
And it's
thank
not
you.
Just the appearance. I mean, you have really matured and become a very polished professional person.
Wow. Thank
not
you.
That you weren't before, but no, I'm saying we all grow. And I hope somebody can say the same thing about me. I'm not saying, I won't be hurt that I used to be as less polished. I'm just saying that's part of that evolutionary process that we should all go through. So
exactly.
I'm glad to have been a witness to this. And so thanks again. Give people your information again on how to reach you.
Okay, yes. I can be reached at, in terms of if you want to purchase my book, my website is www.stephaniecwhite.com. And if you have an event or you're looking for an event planner, I can be also reached at my website for my business is www.stephaniewhiteevents.com. My phone number, and I can be reached at 410-430-7534, or you can email me at events@stephaniewhiteevents.com.
Thank you, Stephanie. Folks, contact this sister. She's good. I'm telling you, I only bring the best in here, and she's keeping that role going. We're going to change gears quickly. I'm going to talk about, before I get to my main topic of how to use events to actually sell your products and services, I want to talk about social media for a minute, because I still have quite a few skeptics out here when it comes to social media who are saying, well, it's just a fad. It doesn't work. It's going to be here today, gone tomorrow. People are just stealing your information. Some of that may be true. But what you cannot deny is that it is a very effective marketing tool. What I want to impart today is that, instead of getting into a long story about social media and how it works, I just want you to, and I'm going to say this over and over again, it's a tool.
Yes.
It's and means to an end, not an end itself.
Exactly.
The end is not to get on as much social media as you can. The end is to use social media to benefit you, to get you those connections, to nurture those relationships, to get that sale, to fill up those events.
Exactly.
Use the tool. And I had somebody ask me about, should I use my personal account or should I use my business account? It's a tool.
Yes.
If I want to use my shoe to nail the nail in the wall, it's my shoe. I use it however I want to. Think of social media the same way. Use that tool to best suit and satisfy your needs, as long as you're following their rules and fine print.
Exactly.
We're going to take another break. When I come back, we're going to talk about how to use events to sell those books, to sell those services, to sell those products. It's a very effective tool if you know how to use it. And I am honored that I have an event specialist with me as I share this story with you today. This is The Marketing Pulpit. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after the break. So hang on.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, which means it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Right now, get the right grill at the right price, delivered right to your door. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and save $50 on select Weber Spirit grills. Plus, get free assembly and delivery on any grill $3.99 and up, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only through September 3rd. Store stock only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
During our Labor Day sale, August 30th through September 4th, visit Guitar Center and save up to 40% on guitars, drums, keys, recording, DJ, live sound, and more. Get our best price of the year on a Martin acoustic electric guitar, just $529.99. Get deep discounts on guitars from Gibson, Fender, Martin, and other top brands. Visit GuitarCenter.com for a coupon, good for 15% off qualifying purchases of $199 or more. Get special financing with your Guitar Center gear card. This Labor Day weekend, find your sound at Guitar Center.
Erica and the Ad Council.
News Talk 1450 WOL AM, where information is power.
I was looking at one of the videos online yesterday about, Aretha Franklin. She sang this song about a pink Cadillac. And I saw this procession of pink Cadillacs, the Mary Kay ladies. I mean, as far as the eye could see, there were pink cars. I thought it was like a gift that kind of repeats itself after maybe a couple of cars. Mm-hmm. But no, it was pink Cadillacs everywhere.
Wow.
And you also have a section in your book, Stephanie.
Yes, I do. Chapter 8 of my book is titled A Deeper Love, which is a song that Aretha Franklin wrote years ago. It was actually one of my favorite songs.
And you wrote this book before she passed.
Yes, I did. I wrote it.
See, girl, you got
it
some,
came out in April.
You got some kind of spirit in you. Man, you saw that coming. I mean, not that you're an opportunist. I'm just saying that the fact that you were so connected, you were connected with the universe. And that was very, very prognosticative of you. So,
thank you.
Great. All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have in the studio Stephanie C. White. She's an author. She's also an event planner. And we're talking events today. We're also talking books. And what I want to talk about today is events and how events can be one of your most effective marketing tools.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to start out by saying events fall in that, and I say this often, but events fall in of those two types of advertising. We talk about direct action and indirect action or communication. Mm-hmm. And events fall in that communication, indirect action part of it. And what you don't want to do when you have an event, and now some people do, and maybe they've had success doing it, but I'm telling you, if you have a very long range goal and strategy, you want to use that event to nurture and not necessarily hit people over the head and try to sell them everything you've ever wanted to sell them. Because if you want to make event part of your long-term strategy, you want to get people coming back to your events over and over and over again. They're not going to do that if the only reason you're having the event is to sell them something. Now, it's okay to sell them something, but that can't be the major focus. Maybe at the end, if you want to slide in a picture of your book or your product, fine. But you want to get them there to educate them, to nurture that relationship.
Exactly.
I'm going to talk about some of the what that looks like. Well, for instance, content marketing is one of the probably most effective ways of promoting products and services nowadays. And we've seen that with the advent of the social media.
Yes.
Social media is all about content and context. And I've done quite a few shows about context. When we talk about content, you try to tie it into something to give it context. And that's I saw that chapter in your book about Aretha Franklin. That's called context. I mean, you got good content, but you gave it context by having this section about Aretha. So content and content marketing is great. And to tie it to a service, you're giving it context. So you're giving out information, you're nurturing, you're informing, you're letting people know that there's a need out here, there's a problem that needs to be filled, and your product offers the answer and the solution. So that's taking content and giving it context. Now, this is particularly important if you have a service that's, one, new to the marketplace, where there's a long education process. They just don't know how it works or what it's about. Or it may be one of those services that is difficult to explain. Like my service, marketing services. I can't just have an event. I have to have a whole radio show to explain what marketing is. That's how involved it is, because I am applying the same principles that I apply to events through this through my radio show. Mm-hmm. It's content marketing. I'm explaining a service that's very difficult. Mm-hmm. And also what an event does, it helps with credibility and building the type of respect and understanding and appreciation of you, the person, and that service. And you can do that with events and workshops and seminars. Now, indirect communication, it also falls in the same line and category with PR, press releases, social media, newsletters, like I said, radio shows, blogs. All of those are ways of nurturing relationships, building credibility, explaining difficult issues and challenges, and a good event and workshop are great for that indirect advertising. Now, event and workshop also falls, they're very weigh heavily in that steps in the customer service experience, in the customer experience. In the customer experience, there are three things that I'm always talking about: awareness, purchase, and advocacy. Well, the right event can actually help in all three. Yes. The awareness, the purchase, mm-hmm. and the advocacy. I've gone to events, and I'm actually involved in an event right now called the Debt to Wealth Seminar. And we are creating awareness about some of the opportunities in home ownership and how to get your debt, eliminate debt, and increase your credit score. We're also making platforms available if somebody wants to purchase these services. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're instilling advocacy in people so that they go out now and tell this story, that you don't have to sit around and suffer with a 500 credit score. You don't have to be upside down in your house and your car and student loans without some type of remedy. You don't have to sit on the sidelines and not take advantage of the wealth opportunities of a home because you have obstacles in the way. Exactly. So a good workshop, a good event are great for building that awareness, generating those purchases, and then creating advocacy and ambassadors. If you have a book, like my mm-hmm. guest here, what better way to sell that book than at an event?
Exactly.
Now, the key to it now is to have the event and you address an issue
yes.
that the book addresses. Exactly. If it's about abuse, if it's about violence, if it's about drugs, if it's about the new emerging cannabis industry, mm-hmm. and people want to understand it, and you have a book that actually explains that. Mm-hmm. You build up the event, and then well, now they're all interested and excited and curious. And guess what? Here's a book on that particular topic. All of a sudden, those books are going to fly out. You're going to have to keep running back to the car getting more books because yes. you created that interest. Mm-hmm. That, and now they want to find out more about it.
Exactly.
So events are a great way to move books, but you got to do it the right way.
Yes, I definitely agree. You want to make sure that you pick an event that caters to the topics that are in your book.
That's exactly right. You are 100% right.
Yes.
Events are great for leveraging your personality, your charisma, and other attributes that you, the person, may have. Mm-hmm. Now, some people just have a gift. Let's just admit it. Some people have the gift of gab. They're personable. They have charisma. And it's sitting on the shelf. Mm. People can't see it.
No.
They can't see it on your website. They mm-hmm. can't see it in your telephone presentation. But when you get in front of that crowd, all of a sudden it's electric. It's like somebody, a different person took over mm-hmm. their body. Well, if that's you, mm-hmm. then you are missing. If you're not taking advantage of it and leveraging it, you are leaving a very valuable tool in your toolbox.
I agree.
So those people need to get out here and have some events and have some workshops and seminars. I'm going to talk about another way where having an event is a great, I mean, it's just almost invaluable. And we call this the low threshold. In the sales process, if you anybody out here in sales understands this, when you're selling, everybody's not ready to buy your top-of-the-line model right away. Mm-hmm. If I'm selling, I'll use my service again. If I'm selling my marketing services and people want to buy a if they want to retain me, they're going to cough up a few thousand bucks. I mean, $2,000 to $3,000, in some cases, $5,000 to retain me. Mm-hmm. No matter how good I am, most people just aren't ready to do that yet. So my call to action is not call Robert Gatewood and give him a $3,000 check. I'm going to get hung up on every time. They're going to say, man, you've lost your ever-loving mind. But what I can do is say, come to my event. So I'm changing my call to action. Mm. I'm lowering the threshold. Mm-hmm. So now it's an easier way for me to interact and to engage that potential customer, and gives me an opportunity to nurture them till they are finally ready to write that big check.
Wow.
So think about this. You're trying to sell a service.
Yes.
Service that costs a few $1,000s
mm-hmm.
or a few $100s. And you pretty much, most of these, think about it, a lot of these folks don't know you. Now, it's okay if we got grandma and little man and cousin that's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come there and fill up the seats for you. But the chances of them buying the service is usually slim to none.
Mm-hmm.
You need some strangers.
Yes.
So to do that, you got to give that stranger a easier way to get to know you, to experience you.
Yes.
Nothing does that better than an event or a workshop or a seminar. I have used this almost to perfection. I did it with my first Friday events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing the Debt to Wealth seminar now where I'm the MC. I've gotten clients from that. So, but you have, like you said, Stephanie, it's got to be the right event. It's got to tie in to your area of expertise.
Exactly.
Just like that book has to tie in to that event. Also, you have to have a service that works with that audience that's in front of you. These people really should be like in your target group. Sit mm-hmm. down and do a concentric circle. Draw a circle and say, this is my need. This is my services.
Mm-hmm.
These are the needs of the group. That little gray area in the middle, what we call concentricity,
mm-hmm.
that is your potential client. And as I said earlier, in the multi-step process in sales, this is back to you salespeople. This is similar to the low threshold. In sales, in many cases, the close, the overcoming objection, the benefit selling is one part. These are just parts of a multi-step process. And an event can be a step in that process. There are many services out here that are new to the industry. They're in the introduction phase of the life cycle. And those people need events more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
We think about the life cycle, the introduction, the growth, the maturity, decline.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in an industry where it is in the introduction phase and people don't understand all the laws, the regulations, the compliances, who the players are, you need events to get that product off the ground. Now, when it gets into the growth phase and everybody knows how it works, you can cut back on the events. I mean, you still might want to do it some to bring in the new people and to keep the flow going. But particularly if you are in the introduction stage of the life cycle, you need events, workshops, seminars to move that product and create awareness, those steps in the customer process. Now, finally on this is think about networking.
Mm-hmm.
Networking is one of my favorite. I teach a class on this at the college. Networking is one of the most effective ways of generating customers and building stakeholders that are necessary in the success of a business. When we think about business development, customer acquisition is just one way to get the business off the ground. We also need other stakeholders like vendors, suppliers, distributors, clients, contractors, government, community. Workshops, seminars, events mm-hmm. are great ways to get to meet those stakeholders through networking. And you can't really do, I mean, networking is done as best when you are at an event. I mean, I can network anywhere. I network on the way to the office, at the coffee shop. But I'm saying if you want to get more bang for your buck, you want to go to some event.
Yes.
Once again, it ties into the right audience.
Exactly.
So, folks, that's my sermon for today. I want to thank my special guest, Miss Stephanie White. Stephanie,
thank you.
I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you for providing information about events and
yes.
your book,
yes.
1,000 Miles in My Shoes. Folks, she's on the marketing pulpit. Go right to the homepage. She's right there on the homepage. Her website address is right there. Check her out signing those books. Got a very powerful sister here in the booth with me today. I really appreciate you joining me this morning. And folks, go to marketingpulpit.com to find out more about the shows. We'll be back next week at the same time. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Go ahead and check out the rest of filming over at Aretha Franklin at greatergrace.org. We'll be back next week at the same time. And if you want to be successful, folks, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.